Hello, and welcome to episode 19 of Modern Media Review. I'm Robin Gibson.
And I'm Sean Gulligan.
And before we start this week's review, let's just do the plugging. If you like what you hear, please listen to our podcast on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube if you like. You can also listen to them on Spotify and iTunes. And we've got a website, modernmediareview.com.
You see, when people listen to our podcast, can they, like, when you're YouTubing, they can skip our plugin, or is it sort of like they're pretty much tied to that, aren't they? They've got to listen to us plugging.
Yeah, no, you can fast forward it, but it's a bit fiddly on a little screen, you know. It's not as good as the old-fashioned video recorder.
Because advertising is going to be a bit of what we talk about tonight in a roundabout, circuitous sort of way.
For us, this is probably the most modern media that we've reviewed.
Oh, by a long chalk.
Do you think we should tell people what it is?
Yeah, crack on.
Yeah, so you could have told them. It's ASMR, which is Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Sean, you're quite familiar with this, aren't you?
Ovs. I mean, you know, I rarely chat of anything else down the pub of a night.
Well, I first read about this years ago on the BBC Tech website, which shows how obscure it was, because no one reads the BBC Tech website.
But this is so typically you, Robin. This is like Nicki Minaj when she was playing in telephone boxes. You were ranting on about how great she was, and as soon as she went a bit mainstream, you're not interested.
Well, I'm still quite interested in ASMR.
I find it massively fascinating.
Well, when I first read about it, it was explaining that the actual phenomenon and the thing, ASMR, is actually, as the name suggests, a response in a person, which is meant to give you a sort of tingling or static type of sensation when certain triggers are hit. But it's nowadays, it's associated with the videos that you see mainly on YouTube of ASMR practitioners.
Yeah, I thought it was just a relaxation thing. You know, in the old days, if you listened to whale music, you know?
Whale music, yeah. Or well, when I first read about it, obviously it explained, cut a long story short, it's quiet videos with kind of emphasised sounds of people kind of rubbing. The simplest ones are people kind of rubbing their fingers together or snipping their hair and stuff like that. So when I first read about it, I thought it was a bit, you said whale music, right? I don't know if whales make music, whale sounds, but I was thinking of like ambient music or stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or those log fire VHS tapes you used to get, put it into the VHS player and it would show you like a film of a log fire for relaxation. But it's not really relaxation, is it? Because it's meant to give you a bit of a buzz, a bit of a tingle.
Yeah, there's two things on this. One that I thought it was, do you remember in the old days, before we all went digital and it was 24-hour telly, if things weren't running quite to sync on the BBC, they'd run an interlude video and it would be some potter spinning a wheel, or, you know, you'd have the old test card. And you could watch that for hours, especially if I imagine you were stoned. But
yeah, but it's not that at all, is it? I mean, it's really hard to describe this, because if you don't know about it, but it's like describing a Slade album or something to a 14-year-old Ed Sheeran fan. It's totally alien, you know.
Well, it certainly wouldn't trigger them, I don't think, would it?
But it's not that alien, because it is people doing it. It's people doing stuff. It's gone from being this obscurity on tech websites to these practitioners on YouTube who have millions and millions of followers and subscribers.
I mean,
much more than most pop stars.
I watched one of the YouTube clips, and I don't know if I didn't have my glasses on, but I think it had about 72 million hits or something.
It's stuff like that, yeah.
Oh, I mean, which was extraordinary.
What's happened? It is extraordinary. What's happened? It's gone from the BBC tech site for nerds to be in mainstream, and the first mainstream explosion of it this year was at the Super Bowl, which, you know, everyone knows it costs a lot of money to have an ad in the Super Bowl coverage. It was for Michelob beer, and it was a woman whispering about Michelob beer in an ASMR style, and the sound of beer trickling into a glass. You can't deny that beer gives you a tingle.
Yeah, well, I'd just be a bit worried if I heard somebody whispering about beer and then I heard a sort of like tingle of beer, sort of all the rest of it. I'd be worried that someone was having a pee behind the sofa.
What? It did work, but I'm not that interested. I don't think it only worked because it was a beer advert, didn't it? Whispering about beer isn't really very tingle-inducing at all.
Well, it depends who's doing it, Robin. You know, if you whisper to me about beer in a husky voice saying, I'll get the next one in, that might be a trigger for me in some way, do you know what I mean?
So I see you using the lingo now, mate. So after the Super Bowl one, right, it was Billie Eilish, the singer, had an ASMR style video, and it turned up, ended up on the BBC News and Gogglebox and all that. And I want to say at this point that the guy who introduced it to the BBC News is Amal Rajan.
You're a big fan, I think, Robin, aren't you?
No, the problem is, why is this guy so ubiquitous? I'm not saying he's the media editor. I'm not saying he doesn't know about the arts, but he must have something on the Director General, Tony Hall.
I know that you're a big fan of reggae, and he wrote a very interesting piece in the London Evening Standard the other day, which I'm sure you read.
No, that was years ago, Sean. That's the whole point. It was years ago.
All right, okay.
And I thought, this is the worst article ever written about reggae, and his lack of knowledge was astounding, and yet he's sort of, his career's flourished, and he's been the editor of The Independent, his media editor of the BBC. He gets on a MasterChef to judge the contest. Mind you, at least he's not so bad in MasterChef, he does know his way around a curry. He does the One Show. He's probably editorial consultant for Peppa Pig or something. The bloke's everywhere. I just wonder what he's got on the BBC. Maybe he knows Tony Hall's got some kind of donkey fetish, or he's got his he's got his family kidnapped in his basement. Who knows?
It is awful how ubiquitous these people become. I mean, in light entertainment for a while, it was Mylene Klass, wasn't it?
He's like the male Mylene Klass. Yeah. Media
and, the terrible thing is, I actually, when you mentioned about his article on reggae in the London Evening Standard, I read it, and he sounded like a mini Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yes, well, actually, he sounded like a juvenile.
Yeah,
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
And talking about puff and blow and all the rest of it. And I think he probably stood next to somebody who was probably smoking a cigarette in those days, and you know, he wouldn't have inhaled it, you know, but he might have puffed or something. You know?
But even got reggae muddled up with dubstep in the first paragraph, which has got nothing to do with reggae. And I just thought, this is the writings of an utter charlatan, and yet his media career
has taken off.
It's taken off ever since. Yeah. Appalling. Anyway, he's the guy who sort of has dragged ASMR onto the BBC News, and it was his clip that they showed in Gogglebox, which freaked out the Gogglebox viewers.
Well, I'm not surprised. It is quite off the scale in terms of if you're watching your normal Gogglebox fare.
Well, they watch all sorts of things in Gogglebox. There's nothing should freak them out. Terrorist beheadings, nude shows on Channel 4, you know, nothing should freak them out. But they were a bit like, what the hell is this? And this is my point. What the hell is it? I mean, I've looked it up, and I think you've looked it up as well. And it's defined as a subjective experience, a sensation and a perceptual phenomenon.
But isn't everything a subjective experience? I mean, it doesn't really sort of explain it, does it? I want an objective experience that I can understand and pigeonhole.
You're meant to... There was a good description on the Wikipedia page where it said it's been described as akin to a mild electrical current or the carbonated bubbles in a glass of champagne, which makes it sound extremely exciting, really.
Well,
not relaxing at all.
I take issue with this, Robin, because I obviously thought it was a relaxation method. And then we were talking and reading about triggers and feeling, you know, your arms, the hair on your arms raising and all the rest of it. I'm telling you the type of trigger I like. It's when the commentator says, and Sir Dragonet goes clear at Chester and stretches through and wins. And I've backed it at 8-1. Now, that's a trigger, mate. That's an adrenaline rush.
Well, that's true.
I don't know if the commentator had started whispering, saying, and Sir Dragonet is coming through on the rails. And he started scratching the microphone. I don't know if that would have quite worked for me in the same way.
I think that sounds fantastic. Maybe we should do a horse race in ASMR,
would you? Yeah, that would be quality.
Listen, I mean, I had a bit of an ASMR binge to prepare for this podcast, and I didn't tingle that much, but there were some phenomenal revelations on there.
Okay.
Even the most obscure kind of weird videos are, I've got so many subscribers and views. You know, as you said, one of them...
72 million, man.
...was 72 million views, which was that car crusher thing, which...
Which I didn't like. You liked it, I didn't like
that
one.
We'll get on to that later, but I suspect that's a bit of a Johnny-come-lately type bandwagon.
They weren't
jumper.
Doing... The genre I like is the really low speaking, you know, the scratching things and all the rest of it.
You like the
that.
Scratching ones?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
See, I got bored with them because it's like, well, what...
You can only go so far.
And also, I don't really like people scratching their skin. It makes me a bit anxious for them, you know? And I went for the ones with props, which I find really fascinating. And I came across this one, the £5 Hershey bar.
Yeah, I like that one.
which is a big bar of chocolate. I mean,
it's a massive bar of chocolate.
And this is done by a girl called, which I was quite excited because I thought she was called Gibby, which used to be my nickname at school, but she's called GB, just spelt Gibby. And she's got nearly 2 million subscribers, and over 2.5 million people had watched this. And she unwraps a huge bar of chocolate, doesn't she?
Well, she took a long time unwrapping this big bar of chocolate, and I just
read out the calories and all that first.
Yeah, I was annoyed because I just wanted to say, eat the fucker, eat it.
She's tickling a big bar of chocolate, and you hear all these crinkly sounds, don't you?
Well, the sound quality on these is unbelievable because she's whispering away in the background, and yet the caressing and the carving and the sculpting of the chocolate, when she finally unwraps it, is quite distinct and powerful.
Well, you see, you thought it was distinct and powerful. See, what I thought was, I got really bored at first. I don't know, maybe you're meant to be in a different mindset and be sort of tuned into the whole thing. I just kept looking at someone rubbing a bar of chocolate, and then at one point halfway through or near the beginning, when before she opened it, she said, "It's a big hunk of chocolate and I can't wait to see what it looks like." Well,
open
I've
it.
Got a good idea what it looks like, haven't we?
Yeah, open it and find out. The other thing is, I was pretty disappointed because obviously when we did the podcast about chocolate, we became experts on it, and I can categorically state that Hershey's is a poor man's chocolate, is rubbish. Absolutely appalling.
I did make a note that she didn't start unwrapping it until 8 minutes 37.
Dragging it out, you mean?
She started grating it with a cheese grater, didn't she? Most of the comments were just kind of piss-taking, really, but on YouTube comments. But someone actually identified and said, at 5:49, I think I found my new favourite trigger, which I looked up and it was a bit where she was tracing her finger over the letters of Hershey.
Okay. I think that says more about the guy than it says about...
How do you know it's a guy?
It's got to be, mate.
You don't know. That this is... I spoke to someone about this, about the proportion of... Because there's been a criticism of this genre that it's kind of... There's a sexual aspect to it. But the person I spoke to about it said, look, the kind of pervert to enthusiast ratio is like 5% pervert to 95% enthusiast. So with millions of viewers, that's a large number of enthusiasts, isn't it?
Okay.
But I didn't really get the chocolate one, even when she started sort of grating it. And
yeah,
it was just a load of...
I'd lost interest by then because...
It's a bizarre idea to say you ever... It's not... We're all wrong about this, Sean. It's not a matter of maintaining interest or losing interest. You've got to get a vibe off of it.
Well, the only vibe I wanted to see was her absolutely stuffed out of her brains on it. And a trigger for me would have been if she'd eaten so much that she started going green and sort of like a bit queasy.
It's interesting, right? Because after this one, I went back because she did a little bit of sort of tapping her fingernails on it. And I thought, that reminds me of one I saw a while ago, which I went back to, which I think is my favourite, really.
Well, it's her again.
Well, that's the thing. It's called ASMR typing on 3 different keyboards. And it's her just typing on keyboards. And actually, I'm going to try and play a little bit of this, which hopefully the mic will pick up. Here's my favourite keyboard, which is the...
Which one?
The PC keyboard that lights up in different colours.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Hear that? Hear that?
It's not triggering. I'm not getting a trigger moment. The only thing I thought about...
I'm going to stop it now because it's going to move on to the Apple keyboard, which I feel is a big anti-climax. The coloured one has got the visual stimulus as well, you know.
I do like that. I tell you what I also liked about this whole thing was, yeah, the little clicking I liked, but the thing that I found quite interesting was the tongue clicking that a lot of these people do on the videos.
Oh, yeah.
It's really interesting because it has a touch of Tourette's about it. And especially when she was doing the when she was doing the typewriters, I just thought while she was clicking and going, she'd go, "You fucking twat typewriter!" And which would sort of spoil the sort of vibe a little bit, I think.
John, can I just point out that it wasn't a typewriter?
Sorry, keyboard.
These are computer keyboards. We're in the 21st century now, mate. or as people still say, wake up, mate. It's the 20th century, didn't you know? Anyway, I was amazed because it was the same person.
Yeah.
So, and I also noticed that this video, the typing one, was sponsored by G Fuel Energy Formula, which she brandished at the beginning of the video.
Oh, no, mate. She didn't just brandish it. She caressed it and... You know, it made me feel like going and buying it.
But she said something like, oh, you know, I don't normally do this kind of brazen product placement, but, you know...
Not much.
I tried some of this G Fuel energy formula, and I really like it.
Do you know, and it sold me, because I went straight online and bashed out on my typewriter how to get some of this stuff.
Well, moving on from that one.
Oh, before we do, one other thing just about the keyboards, Robin, I was thinking about was GB had a very light touch on the keyboards. And there's a pal of ours, an ex-colleague of ours, who was a bit of a keyboard abuser. You know, he had a very heavy touch and he'd be hammering through. You felt like his fingers would go through the bottom of his laptop. And I just wondered if it actually ever reflects on how you treat people in your personal relationships, and I always felt a bit sorry for his partner.
I don't think the way you type... I used to know a guy, a writer, who actually stood up to type. He was so aggressive about it. He used to stand at a little table and bash away at the keyboard.
Thump down on it.
But I don't think it reflected on his actual emotional state. It just got him going for his
writing. You don't think there's a scientific correlation?
Oh, but there might be a market for a heavy type, you know, like the sort of Motorhead of ASMR, some sort of really loud crashing typist. Talking of loud and crashing, next one, because I was looking for big hitters here. There's hundreds and hundreds of these people, and, you know, a lot of them are not small fry, but, they're in the thousands and hundreds of thousands of views isn't even the big time here, really. So when I found that the title just really intrigued me, which was Pickle ASMR Eating Sounds Big Crunch / Intense by someone who appears to be called Spirit Payton, but I'm not quite sure because there was various names attached to the video. And this one had 26 million views, so you're getting really up there now.
Which I'm amazed by. I'm amazed she got 26 million because I thought this one was just a little bit too... a bit too easy. And I didn't... there's a part of it... I'll let you carry on, but there's a part of it that really bugged me out,
well,
man.
At least it's only 9 minutes long and you could watch the whole thing.
That was an upside. That was a definite upside.
She sort of introduced herself sitting, weirdly enough, in a bedroom.
In her bedroom. Yeah. Which I was a bit suspicious about with a glimpse of her pillow behind her.
Yeah, well, I was suspicious. Why?
Well, just carry on and explain what she does.
Well, she frankly said, so, I'm going to eat some pickles. And that's exactly what she did. And in fact...
She did.
With the magic of technology, again, I can play a bit of her crunching these pickles. Big jar of the big ones that you might find sliced up in a Big Mac. And it's here. It's just someone eating pickles. Anyway, that's enough of that.
I was also quite suspicious because it was a massive product placement piece as well, wasn't it?
Oh, you mean the jar of pickles?
Yeah, well, you could barely see anything else on the screen.
Yeah, kosher dill pickles. Yeah, it's American. Again, you know, I noticed like all the comments on the videos are sort of slightly piss-taken. It's as if people are watching it for fun.
For entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. A lot of people used to listen to Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, and think it was, a trumpeting anthem for all things great in America.
Exactly. Anyway, actually...
I'm sure he didn't mind them buying
it. I mean, I looked down a wee bit here, and actually someone's saying, I never really watch ASMR, but so far this is relaxing. So good job.
Missing the point, because... should be getting a tingle, a trigger tingle.
Yes.
The only other thing that I had a massive problem with this eating of the pickles was that her relentless chomping into
that is
the microphone.
The whole point of it.
Well, that really annoys me because if I'm out and about or in a restaurant or it can be on the tube or the train
eating
and
pickles.
You've got some rude bastard sitting near you chewing with their mouth open and making a big noise and all the rest of it. I feel like strangling
John,
them,
you're
you
just
know?
Getting senile, man. You're turning into one of these old guys. Like, your next thing, you'll be going out the front and telling the kids to stop sitting on your wall, you know.
Don't park in my space. I'm just not a fan of chomping. Never have been, never will.
No, I didn't get it at all. So I moved on and up. And actually, I must admit, this one was... I searched for this one because it was spurred on by the BBC News item and Gogglebox thing that showed this, which was a car crushing, which I think is a bit of a... This has got 71 million views. But instead of a person rubbing their hands or eating pickles or typing on a keyboard or fiddling around in general, this is a car wheel, which has been... driven over various products.
You see, when you told me about this one and you said it was a favourite of yours, I thought this is going to be taking the whole genre to a different level, you know, involving cars and all the rest of it. And it's going to be the sort of like jackass sort of TV for this whole culture.
No, it's still ASMR, but I just begin to get the feeling that they're kind of bandwagon jumping and trying to turn it up a notch and actually becoming more bland, because it's just a compilation of driven car wheels close up, crushing things slowly. Like, they've got a loaf of bread, and
that was a letdown. The loaf of bread, that was useless.
Squishy sort of liquid filled balloons running over an air horn, paint tubes where the paint squirts out.
Yeah, and that was dodgy for a start.
I found it all, like, running over spaghetti, I found it all quite... This was the closest I got to sort of liking the vibe, and crunchiness of it did give me a somewhat of a sensation. And I was still bored because it went on for ages, and I fast-forwarded it to the end because I thought maybe there's a sort of big climax, but all it did was they ran over a Rubik cube, which was an anti-climax.
Well, I think you've given yourself away here in a couple of ways, because one of them is that you're obviously a vandal and you just like to see things being smashed up, you know. I mean, we might as well get some CCTV stuff. Watch people chucking bricks through windows. I mean,
in a way, they remind me of like a sort of fake group. You know, like the Stereophonics would only appear on tour when the Manic Street Preachers were off, because they knew that their Manic fans would sort of put up with it while the Manics were away. But I did find something out by accident that was brilliant. That if, and then maybe this is the heavy metal Motorhead of ASMR. If you play the pickle video, play the pickle video like this. So I'm chomping the pickles.
Chomping away on it.
And then you add in the car crunching. It's a great mixture. The car thing seemed to me to have reached... It's like someone's tried to go a bit more modern, haven't they? I bet you a proper ASMR enthusiast would say that's just rubbish.
Well, as I said, for me it was rubbish, so I might be, without knowing it, a bit of a connoisseur of ASMR.
I thought I'll get back to the route here. And I remembered someone telling me about the ball bearings, so I got some magnetic ball bearing, which is click-click and moving the ball bearings around.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't bad, but I was getting a bit bored. And then I started thinking, like, which I'm sure you did as well, what's going on here? And our illustrator, Rowan, also said, are they always women? Well, I think that YouTube's algorithms push young female practitioners up to the top, because there are loads of men on there. And in fact, if you just search ASMR on YouTube, two of the top seven are men. So I had a quick look at Jojo, who was doing extremely sensitive mouth sounds, but it just freaked me out.
Yeah, well, you're not comfortable with that, but I'd have no problem with that.
But I'm glad that people can make a living out of this.
I'm astounded people can make a living out of it, and I think we're doing the wrong thing, mate, to be frank with you. We need to get the car out, get the old Forenza out of the garage, and
I'm afraid the old Forenza is no more.
And start driving over ball bearings.
I just think, good luck to them. And if it gives people a relaxing feeling, a buzzy, tingling feeling, if it makes them happy...
Absolutely. Whatever floats your boat. I'm easy with it. I think hats off to them. If you can get 72 million views for anything, it's astounding. Mind you, Ed Sheeran getting millions and millions of stuff for his crud.
Anyway, ASMR.
I liked it. I found it fascinating.
Do you not remember Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious World?
No.
TV pro. You know who Arthur C. Clarke is?
Well, of course, yeah.
He had a short sort of half-hour TV series where he'd kind of basically go to the pyramids or something and walk up and down them and around them and hum and haw and postulate a bit, is that the word?
Yeah.
About what it's all about, and then he'd say, the mystery of... He'd always end up the same way, where he'd say, the mystery of the pyramids. What are they? Who built them? We may never know.
Cheers for that, Arthur C. Clarke.
I think
commission him for another series.
I think we could do The Mysterious World of ASMR and say... Who types it? Who runs over it? We may never know.
Absolutely.
Well, we know who does it.
We may never know.
We don't know why.
72 million views. Can't be doing that
much
wrong.
Can't knock it, can you?
No.
And on that congratulatory note, I think we'll wrap up.
Yeah, we've been very upbeat about it. We could have been shidey and sort of like a bit old-fashioned.
We could have been,
to be honest.
That would have been pathetic.
It would have been pathetic.
No, I'm very positive about the whole thing. I see it as a good thing in society.
Well, I'm actually just about to make a video of me chomping on a ham sandwich, obviously, which isn't kosher.
Thought you were mashing potatoes.
I am mashing potatoes, and I've put butter in there, and that does make a squelchy sound.
Yeah.
Although difficult to scratch, because it wouldn't give you much sound.
You could just sort of tape on the plate before you serve it up.
I could do. Yeah, although the saucepan would be a bit hot and I might burn my fingers.
I'm beginning to think there might be some sort of market for a different, interesting kind of ASMR video. Let's have a think about it.
Yeah. And while we're thinking about it, I'm going to go and get my pie and mash.
Okey-doke. And we will say thanks for listening. And
if you got this far.
I'm sure. Well, 72 million people can get through half an hour of someone typing on a keyboard, then anything's possible. Okay,
that's
thanks
true.
A lot, and for the time being,
cheers
we'll be
for
back
listening.
Midnight. Thanks for listening, and see you later. Bye.
Cheers.